In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Beloved fathers, deacons, servants, board members, and congregation, my beloved children in Christ, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. This verse speaks to us about the deepest love anyone can give. It tells us that true love is shown not in words, but in sacrifice. Today, on the Feast of the Holy Nativity, we see this love clearly. We first witness it in the manger and later on the cross. The Son of God, the Word, who created heaven and earth, chose to be born in a stable. He was laid in manger, a place for animals. He came to save the world, yet the world had no room for him. There was no place prepared, no door opened, and yet he came. Our Lord knew this. He knew he would be rejected. He knew that many would not receive him. He knew the pain of rejection. Still, he chose to come. This is unconditional love. Love that does not wait to be welcomed. Love that does not turn away when it is refused. The manger teaches us compassion. God did not save us from the far away. Instead, he came down to us. He shared in our weakness, our poverty, our suffering. He became one of us so that he might lift us up to him. This is another form of deep love. God suffers with his creation. He enters our broken world and carries our pain. The manger is not a sign of weakness. It is a sign of mercy. It tells every heart, no matter how wounded, I have come for you. Christ was born among animals so that no one would ever feel too low for God. He was laid in feeding trough so that he might become the bread of life for the whole world. He accepted rejection so that we might receive adoption as the children of God. On this holy feast, let us ask ourselves, is there room for Christ in our hearts? He does not ask for a palace, only a humble place. If we open our hearts, even if there are poor and broken, he will enter and bring light, peace, and restoration. May the new born King who humbled himself for our sake fill our hearts with his love, teach us compassion, and lead us from the manger to the joy of his kingdom. Glory be to God forever. Amen.